ओम ज्ञानति निरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Is it good America's doing this?
Well,
we would advise Mr. Bush, if he would listen to us, unfortunately he doesn't, that first of all, you should stop being a terrorist. You are a demon, according to Krishna's statement in Bhagavad Gita. Because you have made a whole society based on animal killing. You're killing, in America, some billions of animals are killed, or some 2 billion or something. If you put together all the cows, pigs is what they eat, chickens, especially cows, pigs, and chickens. They're killing literally billions, and that's they're killing, and they import also. So the, I mean, it's a big subject. Jai Vaidyaswami gave a whole seminar on this in Mayapur. How, you know, they're anti-terrorism, but anyway, it's a big subject. Politicians, they're all hypocrites. But they don't see, I mean, actually they may be thinking, the American soldiers who go there and they get blown up by some missiles which are shot at them, they may think we're doing this for the cause of humanity. But actually they don't know that they're getting their karma for performing very grossly sinful activities. And you see, they say that we want to fight the terrorism so everyone can live peacefully. We want peace. There should be peace in society. But why do they want peace? So that they can peacefully go on killing animals, taking intoxication, having, as Prabhupada used to say, they're very fond of these topless bars and all this pornography and so many horrible things. Please, don't have, it's really best not to have. Don't mind. But it's not really proper to have a conversation. Better if the cell phones are turned off. I mean, if there's something very important, then better to go out. I mean, we're busy, busy, busy. Now they made that you can be busy with your cell phone. Even 24 hours a day, your business will go on. But what the real business of life is, to understand Bhagavad Gita, there's no time. So they want peace. They want peace so that they can go on with unrestricted sense gratification. And they think that it's very humanitarian and very just and very proper that we should have a very nice society in which everyone will live very nicely and peacefully while they engage in all sinful and demoniac activities. So actually the whole society is demoniac. You see, America wants that everyone will cooperate with them so they can have their McDonald's hamburgers all over the world, and they should have their Coca-Cola, which is it's another demoniac business, this Coke and Pepsi, because they're just selling you a bunch of chemicals and making a whole bunch of money. And it's of no benefit to anybody. But they're promoting, you should drink this. And the only single motive for spreading Coca-Cola all over the world is to make Mr. Coca-Cola, whoever that may be, the chairman, more filthy rich than he already is. It's of absolutely no benefit. There is no benefit to drinking Coca-Cola. But simply the only motive for marketing it is to make money. What will they do with that money? They'll open a slaughterhouse. Or they'll make some. Again, you see, this pornography, they say, well, it's art. It's not art. It's simply lusty desires. And why don't they stop it? Because it's a big business. It's absolutely subhuman. But it's business. And it makes money. And that's the whole aim of life, according to... Actually, you see, You can go to the university and they'll teach you so many things. But actually, the whole motive of modern society is only money. That's all. And they have they teach some kind of ideas. In the schools and the colleges, they're very concerned that you should pick up this demoniac outlook on life, that everyone should simply work hard and make money, and that is, oh yes, that is very honorable and respectable. In the modern age, someone is considered very respectable if they make money. And with that money, they're eating cows and meat, and you see, even if he's a drunkard, but oh, he's a CEO of a big company, oh, very respectable person. But what is his character? He's a drunkard. But that doesn't matter. See, he's not... The mazdoors, they're just drinking that daru they're making. But the big, big bosses, they're drinking scotch, whiskey and brandy. So they are respectable. But it's a very low class. But they think if you have a gold watch and a Mercedes car, BMW, then you are a respectable gentleman. And inside you're driving the car and eating the hamburger, which is extremely sinful. But they think only if you have money, then everything else is okay. There's no idea that you should have good character. Even the money is coming absolutely by cheating. Actually, all these businesses, you see, Coca-Cola, what is it? It's absolutely a cheating business, as I said. No benefit. McDonald's also. It's absolutely, they call it junk food, because actually there's no nutrition whatsoever. If you eat that kind of food, then definitely you're going to get all kinds of diseases in the course of time. Because it's all chemically, it's all grown with chemicals, injected with chemicals. But they think, you see, this is great, McDonald's drive-in. You drive in and then you give the money and you take the thing and then you eat it as you go along. You don't waste any time, because you should be busy every moment of your life working like an ass so that you can earn money so you can drive into McDonald's and eat this. And as you're driving along, on your CD player, you're listening to something. How wonderful, modern society, you see. In your car, you can listen to music as you're driving along to work. To work like an ass, to make some money, so you can put the petrol in your car and pay the maintenance costs and pay the payments. Why are you working? You have to get money. What do you need money for? To have a car. Why do you have to have a car? To go to work. And they're saying, this is advanced society. We are very advanced. We don't believe in all this Bhagavad Gita. That's all for people in the past. Now we are very modern, and we don't believe in all these things. You see, in the past, people used to talk about morals, and they used to believe in God, and they used to waste so much time just, you know, chanting mantras and going to the temple. And you see, they could have been working. Why are they wasting so much time? You see, you have to work and make more money. Work hard, because you have to have enough money that after working so hard with so much tension for so many years, then you have to have a bypass operation, so you have to have enough money to pay for it. That's it. And the thing, this is very advanced, you see. I had a bypass operation, cost $20,000. Very advanced, you see. But damn it, you fool. If you didn't work like an ass for 20 years, you wouldn't have this bump. Previously, people, they didn't have all these heart problems. Because they lived a natural life, and not so much stress. You go to the shop in the morning. And you see, when I came to India once, and more than 25 years, 27 years. So people would go to work in the morning, they'd do some puja, paath, all these. They go to the shop, they'd sit in their shop, some customers would come, they'd sell them something. In the midday they'd go home, take rest, in the evening they'd go to the shop again. Nowadays, you see in India, especially in the summer, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, everything dead, closed. These people are resting. It's hot. Nowadays, if you go, in all the cities, there'll be traffic jams, and everyone, because they have to work. It's 45 degrees heat, and they're out moving around here and there, running, because they have to work. We can't waste any time. What are they working? They don't think, what is the purpose of life? But even in the schools, they're teaching. You have to be a success. You have to get money. You have to have a good career. What's the purpose of it? They don't know. Simply, you have to have a first-class, huge TV so you can watch all these ridiculous things on it. And this is what you're working on. All these things you're watching and simply degrading the consciousness. Simply on TV, degrading the consciousness. So I always tell the people, you want a secret how you can make lots of advancement? Throw out your TV. Throw out your TV, do arati, chant Hare Krishna. They're saying, but there are many good educational, informative programs. We should watch these. Now you can watch some informative program about the mating habits of frogs in the Amazon jungle. Or you can some informative program about all the background behind the war. What's the latest war in the world these days? I don't read the newspapers. What's the latest war? I guess Gujarat riots, nuclear war. Is there a nuclear war? Israel and Palestine, that's new. I could write, I don't need to read the newspaper, I can write it myself. See? Israel is fighting with Palestine, and Arafat says peace, and in the meantime he's, you know, sending people to blow up the Israelis. And I can write it myself. It's just that you, after some days you can put this, and then you see earthquake somewhere. There's no need to read the newspaper. You can write it yourself. So anyway, they'll be giving the inside story in the latest. You can watch the TV, what's going on, you know, what the inside story and all the details of what Israel is doing to Palestine and what Palestine is doing to Israel. You can spend your whole life. And at the end, my God, you might get born there yourself. You might get born in Palestine, and then you'll be throwing bricks at the Israeli soldiers. But you're thinking, well, this is, you see, this is educational. And you can learn about all the Israelis and the Palestinians and the frogs in the Amazon jungle. And this is very wonderful. So, oh, I saw on TV, you see. I learned something very valuable. How one frog is jumping around, the male frog, it jumps around three times, the female frog, and then the female frog says, "Oh," and then you see, it's very valuable, very, very informative. We learn something. Very. And people are thinking, this is wonderful, you see. Some biologist went into the jungle, Amazon jungle, and they sat on top of a frog's hole for 3 months, and then they made this film. And it's a great benefit to human society. People are such fools, and they think this is advanced. Now we are highly advanced. Prabhupada was a very practical acharya. He spoke very clearly. He said this is all foolishness and rascality. And you think this is very advanced. Really advanced society means that you rise at 4:30, 4 in the morning. Not that you go to sleep at 4 in the morning after watching TV all night. You rise early, Brahma Muhurta, take bath. Actually, before you go in the field, not this attached bathroom. That's also nonsense. Anyway, what can we do? It's not in the field. Go in the field, wash with earth, take bath, and then do puja, pal, arati. Then little work, whatever required to be done. Live a very simple life. But advanced society means advanced consciousness, not advanced technology. We have advanced technology. But what is the consciousness of people? They're eating animals. They're drinking alcohol. They have pornography. This is advancement. They call this advancement. Gambling. Here in the Gulf, it's every all gambling, lottery, casinos, all these things. And the net result is degraded consciousness. Everyone is simply kamam ashuta dushpuram. They're very dead. Simply in what is that? Kamam ashuta dushpuram. Dhanamana madam vitam. Simply their interest. Because of lusty desires, they're simply interested in getting. This is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is describing what is modern society. They're simply full of greedy, lusty desires, and they're simply bewildered. Oh, I have so much money. This is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is teaching, giving the analysis. What is the demoniac society? Why? Following this verse begins. Etam drishtim avashtabhya. Following such conclusions. In other words, why are they like this? Why is their modern society, demoniac society, simply full of lust, greed and anger, which in this chapter of Gita, Krishna says, Trividham narakasya idam dvaram narshanam atmanaha kama krodas tatalobas tasmat etat trayang tyajit. Krishna says there are three gates leading to hell which every person should give up, which are kam, krodh and lobh. And what is modern society? Kam, buy this, buy that. See this film with all the lusty desires. Then krodh, violence, full of violence. This bush saying, we are a peaceful nation, as they go to bomb Afghanistan. We believe in peace. For the sake of justice, we should bomb the Afghani shepherds. Kill them all. So, very angry, unnecessarily violent society. And lobe, everyone is greedy, buy this, buy that. You have to get more money. So this is modern society. Why are they like this? Because etam drishtim avashtabhya. Because of their outlook, drishti, their outlook on life. Etat drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmano pabuddhaha. Then the nashtatma means that their whole spiritual focus is completely lost. And alpabuddhi, no brain, stupid. They think we are very intelligent. We are getting our MSc, PhD. But actually they are complete fools because they have no idea what the purpose of life is. They simply think we will get win 1 kilo or win 40 kilos of gold. And what is the use? It's simply put it on your body. But the body is anyway going to drop dead. What is the value? Just like this Egyptian mummies. The body is dead and they have all the gold ornaments. And what is the value to the soul? The body is dead for so many thousands of years. And the soul is floating around as a ghost then. What benefit that gold is to you? And the gold is also no benefit to you now. What is the actual benefit is if you can understand what is the purpose of life. But etam drishtim avashtabhya. They follow the wrong philosophy which is described in the previous verse. Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahuranishvaram aparaspara sambhutam kilanyat kama haitukam. The demoniac think that there is no Param Satya. There's no actual truth. Any opinion is okay. Whatever you like to think. We're very liberal. You think whatever you like to think. Everything is okay. Now this sounds very nice, doesn't it? It's a very good society in which everyone is allowed to think whatever they like. It's nonsense. It's a rascal society. But everyone think whatever you like. If you want, you kill animals. If you want to, you watch all the pornography. Everything is okay. Everything is nice. But this is not proper society. This is demoniac society. They say that, yes, everything should be allowed. Everything is very nice. Why everything should be allowed? It should not be allowed that you kill animals, that you exploit women, you do gambling, illicit sex. It should not be allowed. But they think, oh, we just let everyone do what they like. That is not human society. That is subhuman. That is on the level of the animals. The animals, they have no rules and regulations. Human life is meant for discrimination, to know what is proper and what is not proper. But as Krishna describes here, pravritincha janana vidura suraha, those who are demoniac, they don't know what is proper and what is not proper. They can't discriminate between the two. And because they are full of lusty desires, they cultivate lusty desires. They're deliberately trying to cultivate all the wrong desires. Therefore, they take what is wrong to be right and what is right to be wrong. Not only do they not know what is right and what is wrong, but they deliberately come to the wrong thing. And they think that we are doing the right thing if they protect our right. Everyone should have the right to do whatever they like. But no, the government should control, the government should be guided in such a way that people understand what is the proper thing to do. Even if they don't understand, they should be restricted. They should not be allowed slaughterhouses. It should never be allowed cow killing. It should never be allowed wanton drunkenness. It should never be allowed this illicit sex. Divorce, get married, or even don't bother marrying at all. Why bother marrying? Why should they say, why bother marrying? That means animal life. Just, you see, a man is here, a woman is here, then what do you need marriage? You can do what you want without marriage. So this is demoniac, right? Why? Because they think there's no absolute truth. Therefore, every opinion is all the same. Whatever you like to think, it's all the same. Because anyway, when you die, everything is finished. So there's no soul, there's no God, there's no God in control. These are all demoniac ideas. But actually these things are taught in school. In a very, maybe not directly, but they say Darwin's theory. We all evolved from monkeys. And then, where's the Atma? It means that simply we are combinations of chemicals. So these are ideas. And if you see all the cinema and all this, then they're simply promoting the idea that, yes, you should enjoy life, enjoy the senses. There's no actual information that life, what is enjoyment? There is no enjoyment in material life. Simply, sense gratification is simply suffering. No higher thought. Even these so-called informative programs, they may not state it directly, but the whole concept is there, unspoken, even if you read the newspaper. The idea is that everyone should be nice to each other so we can enjoy life. Especially nowadays, modern society. Or just like you'll read some magazine, India Today or Time Magazine. It's not stated directly, but it's inherent in the whole tone of the magazine that life is simply meant for making money and then you so-called enjoy yourself. And that's it. You should be a success. Success means get money, and you enjoy, and you show others. You see, I have a big house, I have a BMW car, I'm highly successful, and in this way you show, I am great. Ishvaraham aham bhogi. This is again the symptom of the demoniac person, which is given in Bhagavad Gita, that they think, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. These are all demoniac ideas, which spring from the incorrect concept of life. So Krishna is pointing this out. This is very important. If we think that, we can do bhakti, but, you know, we can also, modern life, we should also fit in with the times. You can fit in, and you'll go on fitting in, life after life. There's a spot for you. You feel, I just can't kind of fit into, you know, the way of things. So, but I'm trying. So then don't worry, Maya will help you. You see, if you feel out of place, Then in your next life you can become a snake or a frog, or you can find your spot. Maya will help you. But if you can't fit in, actually that's good, then you should think, why don't I fit in? Because I don't belong here in this material world. We can say the one good thing about modern society is it's so miserable, and it creates so much, in the name of happiness, you see in the advertisement, you'll see everyone smiling. But in actual life, everyone's completely miserable. Just like if you go in the airport, it's all this success. If you fly in India, that means only the successful people are flying. Everyone else is going by train or bus. So all the successful people are there, and you look at everyone's face, you won't find one smile on any of them. And they all look absolutely frustrated, isn't it? More frustrated than the so-called non-successes. In fact, I think they must have made a rule in the Indian airports that no one should smile. Don't look happy. It's unfashionable. You see, you don't look. You have to look bored. See, the idea is when you're flying in a plane, you should look bored, because that proves that you're flying a lot. And therefore that means you're more prestigious. I was trying to work it out, trying to understand. Why do they all look so like this? So it's a complete bluff that people become happy by getting more money. Actually they become more miserable, more anxiety, absolutely artificial. These so-called rich, successful people, they're all simply trying to show off to each other, and cutting a profile, and they're not real people at all. You see, they're no character. They're just trying to show. They have to act in a certain way, they have to walk in a certain way, to talk in a certain way. The lust of themselves. So one good thing about modern life is that it literally drives you crazy. And people become very frustrated. And although you're not supposed to show it, you see, you always have to show outside that, yes, I'm very happy, no problem, everything is very nice. And there's so many people like that, and you know, one day you go to work and say, well, what happened to so-and-so? He didn't come to work today. Oh, he slit his throat last night. You see, well, why? You see, he seemed quite happy, you know, didn't seem to be any problem. And that's what's going on. They're showing outside, yeah, okay, everything fine, but inside, they're crying. So many people. If you go, you see, if you go door to door, taking Bhagavad Gita, of course you can't do it. If you go in India, some people, so many people, they close the door, get off, don't come here, don't disturb me, I'm busy, I'm watching the TV. But you see, if you just speak to people a little bit, you'll find every single house is there's some problem. They're miserable. You see that their daughter ran off with some auto driver, or the husband and wife are fighting. I mean, really fighting. The wife's beating up the husband, or vice versa, usually vice versa. Or their son is a drug addict, or their son committed suicide, or their son's a homosexual, or their father has a heart problem, every blood pressure, diabetes, or something. Every home, you'll find every home they have some severe problem, and they're just feeling intense distress. Pretty much, especially the more well-to-do people. And the less well-to-do people, they're struggling, they don't have enough money, they want to send their kid to a good school, and they're taking a loan, and so much people are suffering so much in this so-called advanced society. Everyone is miserable. And the only thing is, they watch the movie and everyone's dancing in the movie. But even the people who are dancing in the movie with that happy look on their face, If you go to the studio, you'll find they're not actually, they're the only people who are smiling is they're paid to smile, that's all. In the movie, that's all. Even, you see, I went to America a couple of times. And I saw, traveling around, you'll see, just like if you're going in different airports, you'll see everyone is smiling and very polite. And yes, sir, please come here. What is this? It's some kind of business ethic that you try to deal nicely with the people, and then they say, oh, this company, their staff deals very nicely. I like to. They're trained to do like that because they think it's good for business. So I thought, I'll just test this out. Now, you see this. Yes, sir. Here's your tissue. So I started looking in people's face and looking in their eyes and smiling at them. And if you do that, they'll look away. Because they can't reciprocate. The smile is only physically forced. But their eyes, they're not smiling. You can see the misery in the eyes. But if you look in their eye with a real smile, because our devotees, actually we can smile. Because we have Krishna consciousness. If you look in their eye, they'll look away. They can't look you in the eye. They cannot reciprocate a really happy smile because they don't have it in their heart. They're polite, they're smiling, but inside they are miserable. So the good thing we can say about modern life is that it drives you so miserable and actually crazy. There's so many crazy people. Actually, I heard some figures that like 90% of people in America at some point in their life have psychiatric treatment. That means everyone's crazy. Or psychiatric consulting. Everyone's taking pills to go to sleep. They have to take some pill because no one can sleep. They're full of anxiety. And then to wake up in the morning to get them going because they wake up and they think, you know, sure, another day. So they have to take some pills to, you know, to get enlivened. And there's so many. So antidepressants, so many things. Everyone's crazy. So it literally drives people crazy. And then the good thing is that they might get Bhagavad Gita as it is. Now read this. The demoniac conclude that the world is phantasmagoria. Yeah, that's true. The demoniac are engaged in activities that will lead the world to destruction. It's true. What is written here is true. There's one story, true story. There are so many stories like this. This is maybe one of the most striking. In San Diego, one man thought, it's just too much. Life is just too much. I've been, all these years I've just been struggling, and you know, what have I got at the end of it? I'm simply miserable. So he thought, my life is so miserable, it's better to be dead than alive. So he went down to his local store and got his suicide book. There are books you can buy that, you know, what's the best way to commit suicide? They have books like that. You know, this, if you do it this way, it's cheap, it's clean, you know, there's no blood, it's not painful, and, you know, like this. So he chose, he thought, well, shall I do it this way or that way? Then he chose the method, you sit in your garage in your car, you put a pipe from the exhaust fume into the window, you close all the windows, turn on the engine, and then the carbon monoxide comes, and then you just kind of fall asleep, and then that's it. So he did it, okay, turn on the engine, but he's an American. So even if you decide to do that, but no, you have to do something all the time. You just can't sit peacefully. Even if it's only for 5 minutes, you're going to die. You have to do something. Because there's so much agitated, their whole, so much in the mode of passion. They're trained like that. You have to do something at every moment. You always have to. So he's, what shall I do, you know? Pigeons, and he looked in the, what do you call that, the where they keep things.
Dashboard.
Dashboard, is it? Yeah, we looked in there and some book. What's it called? Beyond Birth and Death. You know, some time ago, some devotee had, he didn't even remember. He was going at the stoplight. Someone came in and said, "Here, take this book." Okay. Just give it. Okay, give it $1. Stuck it in the dashboard and never thought anything about it. So he said to the human life is meant for God realization. Without this, no one can be. Turned off the engine. Let me just read this first. It's the first thing I ever read in my life that made any sense. So then he just sat there and read the whole book. When he came to the end of the book, he said, "List of ISKCON centers." So he looked down San Diego, got out his book, A to Z, A to Z, I guess you, how to find it, and drove there. He said, "Hey, I just read one of your books. Save my life. Give me some more." So that's the only advantage of modern life. The only advantage of modern life is that it drives you so much crazy that you become desperate. And then if you're fortunate, then you can come in contact with Krishna consciousness. Of course, many people, they feel like they want something spiritual and they get cheated. It's another symptom of Kali Yuga. There's so many bogus cheaters in the name of spiritual life. So that's another pitfall. That you think, "I've had enough of all this materialistic way of life, let me come to spiritual life." And then you go to Sai Baba or something, ask awaitance. You just get another form of cheating. You think, "I'll go, now you see I've been cheated by the whole educational system cheated me. My parents cheated me. They said you have to work hard and get a job and then you'll be happy." And I wasn't happy, I was just miserable. And then the TV, the whole society, they're all cheating me. They told me, you see the toothpaste advertisement, "Use this toothpaste, you'll be happy." They cheated me. I used it and it didn't make me happy. And they say, "Drink Coca-Cola and you'll be happy." I tried that and that didn't make me happy. I said, "No, the whole society has cheated me and exploited me. Let me go to a sadhu and the sadhu will also cheat you." He'll say, "You just worship me and within 6 months you'll become God." or they teach, there's one sadhu so-called, he's teaching the art of living. How you see, you just tolerate and be peaceful and how you can adjust to modern life. But the real thing is, why should you adjust? Modern life means, or any life, it means you're simply going to hell. The real thing is to understand, a real sadhu will teach that material life is absolutely miserable. There's no question of happiness in this material world. Come to Krishna. But mostly all these so-called sadhus, they teach, we'll give you some process, some meditation or some yoga or whatever, and then you can be more relaxed and then you can live, then you can adjust yourself very nicely and live happily in this world, which is cheating. They're rascals. People think they're sadhus. Oh, you see, teaching people, they do meditation, their blood pressure comes down, and then you see they can be good people. They're teaching people to be vegetarians. Very good. They're not good. They are rascals. If they don't teach you that you have to surrender to Krishna, then they're simply entangling you in material life more. Just like someone was saying to me the other day, you see, this person I know, they went to Sai Baba and they stopped eating meat and they stopped drinking. He said, "That means Sai Baba's good." And I said, "Better he eats meat and drinks and doesn't go to Sai Baba. He'll be less sinful. Because if you go to Sai Baba and you think this is God, which is what they teach, just like this Venkatesh Suprabhata, they read, all the song is the same, but they, instead at the end, instead of having Venkatesh name, they put Sai Baba's name. So how sinful is that? That is much worse than eating meat. If you eat meat, that's sinful. But if you think, or if you say that this ugly rascal, who anyone can see, is a Rakshasa, you don't have such ugly features unless you're a complete demon, then this person is accepting people worshipping him as God, which is far more sinful than eating meat when they become vegetarian. You become vegetarian and go to the worst, darkest of hells, and you're thinking, I am very spiritual, and Sai Baba is blessing me. So people are misguided. They don't know. Why? Because etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatna nopa buddhiyaha. Because they have the wrong understanding. They don't know what is the actual purpose of life. They think the purpose of life is we should enjoy. And they think it's very, if we are good people, you see, we're good. We're good, we're vegetarian, we're nice to others, we don't do any harm to others, and in this way we're living very peacefully. But if we don't surrender to Krishna, even that is sinful. If you think I'm a good person, I'm a moral person, I'm very nice, without Krishna consciousness, it means you're still envious of Krishna. So they don't know these things because they don't have the right understanding. Therefore, Prabhupada, he was so much pressing on this point that we have to distribute these books. He spent so much time writing these books. Even Prabhupada said, even he'd only come to the Western countries, I think it was about 1971 or something, means he first came in 66, and the movement hadn't spread that much at that time. But he said at that time that I'm ready to stop all my traveling and preaching all over the world because I have more important work to do writing these books. Because these books, they give the knowledge by which all the wrong ideas on which modern society is based, they're completely exposed and defeated. And the right knowledge that we are spirit soul, we are eternal servants of Krishna, that is established. This whole modern way of life, how they're teaching. You see how India has changed in the last few years. Previously people used to be very pious, generally in India. Nowadays, by the influence of TV and the whole idea, education, you have to have a good education and all this. People in India, practically I don't see much difference between the West and India. Except in the West they have, generally people have more money. But as far as culture is concerned, as far as spiritual knowledge is concerned, as far as pious life is even concerned, there's no difference practically between the West and India. You see any young people now, 16, 17 years old, what do they know about Bhagavad Gita? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They have no idea. If we speak to them, it's just like speaking to someone from the West. Actually, in some parts of the West, like in California, you'll find pretty much everyone believes in reincarnation. They don't have very scientific knowledge of it, but they believe in it. Whereas in India, you know, they don't have the faintest idea. So it's come to such a situation because all the wrong ideas are being taught. There's no systematic education in human society about the reality. The reality is that these bodies are very temporary. There's no use to try to enjoy them anyway. You can't enjoy. These bodies are designed in such a way that there's so much suffering. Why is the doctor gaining so much money? Because people are getting sick and there are hundreds and thousands of varieties of sicknesses. Every part of our body can go wrong, and every part of our body, if it goes wrong, causes so much pain and suffering. If you get an ingrowing fingernail, just a little thing like that, it causes so much pain. Toothache, what does that mean? Abscess in the back of the tooth. It's just a very little tiny thing, it's so painful. So painful, you can't sleep. When I was in the Gulf one time, I had toothache. For two nights I couldn't sleep. Then in Bahrain, they gave me an injection. They said, this will put you to sleep for 8 hours. It lasted for 40 minutes. So, this material life is simply full of suffering. And but they're presenting it, the demoniac society, they're presenting it as if it's something enjoyable. But no one is happy. But everyone is pretending to be happy because they think I have to show up to be happy. So it's a whole big drama. It's a whole big show. Everyone is putting, and everyone is fooling everybody else that we're all happy. But no one is happy. So this knowledge needs to be preached in human society. If we don't have this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita as it is, then we're certainly going to be misguided and misled and go to hell. The demons, they say, oh, we don't believe in all this hell or anything. But they've made hell right here. They've made a hellish life, hellish existence, in which, you see, no one is safe. Of course, you may think, well, here in the Gulf, the law and order situation is very good. So it may be in comparison, but then you see, you're going in the car, and any time, it's very unsafe. You're just like in some tin can going along at 150 kilometers an hour, and any moment can be finished. There's no surety. So it's a very extremely demoniac society. This knowledge is required. Bhagavad Gita, people require to know. It is required that these books are widely distributed. People should read these books. Prabhupada said that by distributing these books, we can create a revolution. You may think, how is that possible? Revolution means you have to get some tanks and guns. There are so many revolutionaries. But what is their revolution? That they some rascal is exploiting the whole country, and then there's a revolution, and they kill that guy and put someone else in, and then he exploits the whole country. That's all. Just like in India, they had the struggle for Indian independence. They thought, we don't want the British to exploit us. So now, see, now the British, they're out, and the Indians are exploiting. That's all. Instead of having a white man exploiting the Indians, you have an Indian man. And anyway, they're all back. All the McDonald's is there, and they're all there. So the basic nature of the material world is exploitation. These so-called political revolutions. There's no revolution. The real revolution is change of consciousness. Simply, you see, just like if you're carrying a heavy weight on your shoulder, you may think, this is too much. Let me move it to the other shoulder. So you change something, but the basic principles stayed the same. So in the same way, they're having revolutions. They're going from communist to capitalist, or this ist to this ism and that ism. But it's all basically materialism. The basic motive is that we should enjoy life, that's all. And even this so-called liberalism, humanitarianism, because they don't have knowledge of what the purpose of life is. They may say we're being nice to everyone. But just like you see, they're saying we're against terrorism. But they're not nice to the cows. They're committing terrorism on the animals. They're also living beings. They have to suffer. So you can enjoy your nice bloody meat steak, beef steak. Some animal has to, the cow has to suffer. And then you have to suffer the karma. And you're wondering, why, you see, we're Americans, we're so nice, we're so good, why did they do it to us? But you don't know. There's no spiritual knowledge. So the real revolution is revolution of consciousness, by which people should understand the basic spiritual facts. I am not the body. I am spirit soul. I am an eternal servant of Krishna. Life is meant for God realization, not for exploitation, not for sense gratification. So it is required that this knowledge is very widely spread in human society. Prabhupada wanted these books translated in all the languages of the world, distributed. So you should try to do that, and you should study. And when you study Bhagavad Gita, you have to study these verses also. These are very important. Don't think, okay, Krishna says at the end of Gita, Sarvadhamam Paritaja. Okay, I only need that verse. But we need these verses also. We should understand what is the situation. If you listen to Prabhupada's classes, how he's preaching, he'll always be pointing out these things. Because our tendency is that we always, unless we are very clear on these points, then we'll always, even if we're doing bhakti, our tendency is always to get sucked again into the mode of sense gratification or materialistic way of thinking. So we have to understand very clearly that this so-called modern advanced civilization is simply for simply destroys the spiritual qualities of human beings. We shouldn't think, yeah, I'll chant Hare Krishna and then, you know, I'll also watch a little TV and, you know, I'll chant Hare Krishna, but I also have to become very materially advanced. You may become materially advanced by Krishna's blessing, so-called materially advanced. We should understand very clearly, this is not the goal of life. Now, we're not saying that, well, you should just give up your jobs and live in, under a tree in India or something. If you do, that's nice, but we're not saying that you have to do that. If you have so much determination to be Krishna conscious, you can go and live under a tree. But actually, you can become Krishna conscious here also. But we cannot become Krishna conscious if we are thinking that this material world is very nice. You can't actually become Krishna conscious. Because real spiritual life begins when we are disgusted with the material world. When we see through, when we can understand that in material life, everyone is trying to be happy, but no one is happy. It's self-deception. Some persons are deceiving others and everyone is deceiving themselves. So we should be very, very clear that there's no advantage to having a gold watch over... See, gold watch, what is this? 20,000 dirham watch. You know, you can get a 20 dirham watch also, which does the same thing, which is telling the time. Then why do you have to have a 20,000 dirham watch? What's the thing? It's just to show. We want to show others. We'll be very anxious to see the time. Just to show, say I have a very expensive watch. It's only for prestige. To show I'm better. But you're not better. It doesn't make you better because you have a gold watch with diamonds and all. It doesn't make you better. It's only foolish people who think that, oh, this person is a great person because he has so much money. Only a fool thinks like that. That someone is great because he has some money. That doesn't make you great. What makes you great is when you can, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, samalosh, what is that? Samalosh dashva kanchana. That if you see rocks and mud and gold, it's all the same. What is it? What is the difference? Of course, if you give us gold, we'll also take it very thankfully. Yes. You want to give money? Yes. We will take it. And you may think, oh, what a hypocrite. He gave this lecture. No. But we will. If you give it, we're not going to put a... I'll collect all donations from Abu Dhabi and all these places and then I'll put a big gold watch and so, see, I'm a great sadhu. People are giving me so much donations. But we'll use that money to print these books so people can get spiritual knowledge. We want your money. Give. Empty your pockets. Give all your money. You want to give 100 dirhams? Why only 100 dirhams? Give 100,000 dirhams. Because we will use it but in the best possible use, which is to give people this knowledge which will save them from the illusion of thinking that my life is successful if I have a gold watch. I have a gold watch, outside it's shining, but inside my heart is dull and dead. So we need your money. But so that can be used in the service of Krishna, so that will benefit you instead of wasting your money on stupid gold watch, which is of no benefit to you, and which creates more illusion, which you're thinking, I'm so wonderful, I got a gold watch, I got a BMW car, whatever it may be. But instead, we'll take that money and use it for preaching Krishna consciousness, which will be benefit for you. So these things should be clearly understood. You should read this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Read these books, Science of Self-Realization, The Laws of Nature. You should read all these books and understand that this material world, even if they advertise, drink Coca-Cola, be happy, win the lottery, even if they advertise, everywhere all around us this advertisement is there. All the different advertisements, the whole tenor of society is work, earn money, be happy. We should know it's all cheating, it's not true. This material world, for all they dress it up, it's no better than a hole into which people can't stoop. And it may be a golden hole. Some people, they have gold toilets. It's all marble, and then the seat is made of gold. But what are you doing there? You're passing stolen wood. And gold, you see? I don't have a plastic toilet. Gold. And so foolish. So we should not be trapped by the cheating of modern society, all the wrong ideas. Life is wonderful, we should enjoy, we all descended from monkeys. No, we should understand. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am His eternal servant. And anything else outside of Krishna consciousness is simply the cause of entanglement in material life, which leads to misery after misery after misery. Therefore, I should chant Hare Krishna, come out of this materialistic consciousness, go to Krishna, and distribute this knowledge so that others can also be saved from this miserable condition of thinking that material life is something very nice. Hare Krishna. I'm finishing.